And we want real relationship. We want a real relationship with the Lord. Dear old brother Paul, over there in Philippians, do you think that man, an apostle of God, do you think he knew the Lord? He worked some fantastic miracles, mm-hmm. but he wrote the majority of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. Yet in Philippians, he's crying out that I might know him. Yet with all that he moved in, he realized, man, I'm not there yet. That I might know that I count everything as lost as, he was surprised, he said, I count it all as dung. Even the good things. Even the things that God blessed me with. Experiences that I've had, I count it all as dung. I'm leaving it. Because I want a relationship with him that I don't have yet. Back in the Old Testament, after they left Egypt, the children of Israel under Moses, and they would journey from one place to another as they were going through the wilderness en route to Canaan. And I think it's about the 33rd chapter of Numbers where it talks about the places where they stopped at and they would camp. Through a cloud, which was a visitation of the Holy Spirit, rest over the tabernacle. As long as it was there, they didn't move. As soon as that cloud began to move, they pack up and they were going with it. But it says, in my translation, it said, they journeyed to such and such a place. And I looked up that word journeyed one day, and it meant a whole lot more than journey. I mean, they broke camp. They just tore the whole thing down and moved out to the next. I tell you what, you want to move in God, don't try to carry any extra baggage with you. Break camp, tear it down, get you a new tent, move on. See, don't build any houses. Tear down the old dwelling place and move on to a new one. He says, step by step, step by step. Everybody know who George Foreman is. We're talking on TV today. Now, I didn't catch the first thing he was talking about, but it didn't take long for me to figure out what he was saying. He said, take a step. Begin to do something. He says, it may not seem like you're getting anywhere, but take a step. Be consistent. Continue. One of these days, you'll break through into everything, he says. You keep going. It's the person that keeps moving. Keep taking a step. That I'm not getting anywhere. Take another step. Keep stepping. And I tell you what, it is so hard to break out of your old nature and the limitations surrounding it. But boy, if you can break out of that thing, get into God, you can take a step. Believe, move on it. I'm walking through here and Rebecca was listening to a tape while she's doing some sewing or something. Bam. It is very hard to get in the will of God. Once you get in, very hard to get out. I like that. If you had God deal with you that way, you say, boy, you're starting to get out of line a little bit here. He's got a way of pulling you right back in. Nothing working right. I want that, don't you? It is hard to get in the will of God. But I want to get in there and I want to get locked into it. And you see, Jesus said, the path of righteousness, it's a straight path. It's narrow. It's confining. Oh, but the broad path, of religion, yeah, it's broad path. You can take all kind of stuff in that Broadway with you, but the end is destruction and death. Religion won't do it.